Walking across Australia. When the Europeans first came to Australia, they treated the local people very badly. They stole their land. When the Aboriginal people fought back, they put them in prison. Sometimes they killed them. Aboriginal children were often taken away from their families and sent to live in government or church institutions. There they were trained to become workers for the Europeans. The children had to speak only English. They were told to forget their own language, their families, and their homes. Today, these children are called the Stolen Generation. Molly, aged 14, and her cousins Daisy, aged 10, and Gracie, aged 8, were taken away from their families in 1931. Molly refused to obey the white Australians' rules. She and her cousins escaped from the institute. Following the rabbit-proof fence, they walked 1,600 kilometers across Western Australia to their families in Jigalong. They didn't get lost even once. Read the extract from this true story about the long walk.
To Inspector Simpson, Police Station, Geraldton. We believe the girls are following the rabbit-proof fence north. They have been travelling very fast, about 60 kilometres in 2 days. They will have to slow down soon. They cannot keep walking distances like that every day. Constable Larson, Yalgoo Station.
Molly, Daisy and Gracie knew that everybody was looking for them. They knew that at any time of the day or night, the police could find them and catch them, and send them back to Moore River Settlement. They slept for only a few hours every night, moving on at first light every morning. They lived on bush tucker and water. They did not go near any farmhouses, and although the nights were still cold, they lit no fires. They never walked too close to the fence because of leaving tracks that would be easy to find. Although they were hungry and tired, although they had painful sores on their legs, they were still walking between 25 and 30 kilometers a day. Molly carried Daisy on her back when Daisy was too tired to walk. Sometimes she carried Gracie. Sometimes she and Gracie carried Daisy between them. They were now in the desert land where they had been born. They knew where to find water. They knew the trees where birds made their nests. They knew how to find the holes where the goannas lived and how to catch them. And they were getting closer to home every day. News travels easily among desert people. At Jigalong, the families knew about the escape and the long walk north and knew the girls were getting close. Molly's mother Maud and her granny spent many hours looking south, watching and waiting, and Maud used to whisper quietly, "They're coming home. Our girls are coming home to us." One clear evening, Molly and Daisy arrived at Jigalong. Gracie had left them earlier to be with her family in another town. All the families at Jigalong immediately disappeared into the western desert, taking their children to places where the white government could not find them.
What is the rabbit-proof fence? Originally, there were no rabbits in Australia. The English brought rabbits from Europe. Soon, there were millions of them everywhere, moving from east to west, eating everything. In 1901, the government decided to build a fence to protect the farms in Western Australia from the rabbits. The fence was 1,833 kilometers long, took 6 years to build, and was the longest fence in the world at that time.